A mortal asks me why I'm so harsh on mortals, and why they're so different from the gods. Only mortals would allow wisdom and feel to exchange place with intellect and delusion. Only mortal minds battle power to scar generations and dynasty form. Only mortals would allow sexual preference to become a separate race. Only mortals will allow their children to be taught by those who could be bought or sex for grade. Only mortals would allow chemical warfare to override natural instincts of healing. Only mortals would allow leadership without knowledge of self to lead the already confused. Only mortals would allow the undisciplined to inherit the earth. So don't ask me stupid questions.
So yes, yes, now to the rhythm of God's coming in. Now what it was, what it is, and again shall be. Where we headed? So yes, yes, now dark sun and groove. Now come along now. Yes, yes, now. Now come on. It's the revival of the roar and the rugged. The resurrection of the extremely bucket. The raw technique spitting the total beat hugging. Throw a coin to the bucket cause I'm on for the fucking. My mind's beyond guard, my thinking's from the east. Creator's got the plan and I got to kick my piece. I kick it amongst the gods like the G-O to the D. Gorillas of our demeanor, come see we. The rollers and riders come feel the spell. Circles find the kill with more skills than rolling L's. As you get bent, I get prepared for a sense. Son, I'm traveling the soul while you're boxed in repent. And then you wanna ask Bro G, what's the math? To scroll and chisel up MC's epitaphs. Overall dominion, life force conducts. Revival of the rugged, divine force of funk. Where we headed? Yes, yes, y'all. To the rhythm of God's, come on in. Now what it was, what it is, and again shall be. Now where we headed? Yes, yes, y'all. Dark sun, the groove, or some along in. Yes, yes, y'all. Now come on. The revival unlocks sarcophagi. Release these preservers with roots to do or die. No corners, table around within my order. Representing scales of life, go ask your fathers. What is light? Sense of being. Superseding systematic poison feeding. These simple principles and manners they put down. That's why Similac drinkers think they run the upper house. As I contact these gentlemen with the paddles, send these adolescents with their duckies on the waddle. There's no entertainment, hip boots or drag holes. Roots and cultures, war scars through my nose. Banging rock heads, Mr. J. Slater. Black terror, flesh Darth Vader. Only bite my tongue when I rock the crossfader. Respect to the levels dim, we're to see you later. Where we headed? So yes, yes, y'all, in groove the storm will come along in. What it was, what it is, and again shall be. Now where we headed? So yes, yes, now, zone wielders groove, now check it out now. The revival, so come on, to the east. I'm teaching gods to flow. I got more poetic flows than the Negro Cyrano. And knowledge, I'm coming from the Zone Priest College. Zenith up my set so my armor spit polish. Light bleeding, seeping through pores as I'm feeding off the energies of original graffiti. Planetary studies so my earth won't smudge me. Simple mind stepper for their mental autopsies. Triple big eye, sight through the fold of the blind. I keep it like this at all times. Golden papyrus, diamond and stylus as I pinnacle the temple of the B-O-I-D. Rugged man revival, searching through the craters, equator, swimming through the attributes, creator. These commandments she heed to learn. Once you look into the east, to reverse is to burn. Where we headed? Yes, yes, y'all. Pure rhythm and grooves are coming on now. Now what it was, what it is, and again shall be. Now where we headed? Yes, yes, y'all. Dark sun to groove, to keep it on.
Check 1, 2, here we go once again, Fat Mac, almighty Triple XL coming at y'all live and direct from MacCity.com. MacCity.com. Before I get into today's festivities, just want to give shout outs to Trash Man, Taylor Made, and my boy Rick Nasty. And also to my other partner, man, you know, up in the game locally and shit, my boy Tony Dreamer. And also the notorious one, the Side Trickster. You know, ain't gave shout outs in a while because I just been on some trying to get my flow back shit. So, man, there's so much to talk about, man. So much to talk about. Today we gonna do Bishop Eddie Long Part 2, right? Because this is my one of my favorite topics, right? It's, you know, dealing with religion. Before I was a fat pornographer, I was a so-called crusader for truth and justice and righteousness and all that good shit. You know what I mean? I mean, belonging to the Nubian Islamic Hebrew Mission, Nation of Islam, and I mean, all kinds of goddamn organizations, man. I was really in it, man. Sunni Islam, I was in all that kind of shit, man. So I was really studying up big time on religious and philosophical studies and shit. And what I basically found was the hierarchical systems of religion is bullshit. And I found that the imams and the pastors and the preachers and the cardinals and the popes and all that, all of them was on some fuck shit. Word is born, man. They was all on some fuck shit, man. They were all, it was just crazy, some of the misleading things that I had seen just on a local level out of, you know, the Muslim teachers and the Christian teachers. You know what I mean? So that prompted me to just do my own thing, because like I said, this is Mac City, and the whole point of Mac City is understanding the dynamics of power. And I'll be goddamn if I let anybody exercise power over me needlessly, you know, especially in the philosophical realm and the religious realm. It's just not gonna happen. And it's bad enough I got the government, you know, fucking me over left and right, you know, with this tax system and all. I mean, all kind of lunacy going on with the government, how they've used 9/11 to basically take all your goddamn rights. Brother can't blow his goddamn nose without somehow possibly ending up in prison in this bitch. But I'll be goddamn if I go to church or I go to a mosque and I just hear some fuck shit come out of these motherfuckers' mouths and I have to bow down to these motherfuckers too. Fuck that. You know what I mean? So, I mean, like I said, I've seen a lot of chicanery from preachers and imams, and I'm just not on it, man. I'm not on the shit. So when I hear about, you know, preachers getting caught with their hand in the cookie jar, I kind of glow. You know, it's kind of fun. I mean, I'm just trying to ask y'all people, how many times do you have to just sit back and just watch all these motherfuckers, like I said, get their hand caught in the cookie jar, man? Man, especially the Catholic ones, man. They the real, I mean, they are off the hook with just all kind of devilishment, man. But it's rare that you really see a black preacher really getting caught up like this. You know what I mean? Really getting caught up like this on some homosexual ass shit. So I'm gonna just go ahead and I'm gonna talk a little bit about the speeches that homeboy gave, and I'm gonna answer some questions, also some Q&A's about the whole situation. And okay, let's, without further ado, let's get into the God damn, let's get into his speeches, man. Let's get into the pastor's speeches. First of all, I want to say something to the congregation of Bishop Eddie Long. Okay, a lot of them are still keeping the faith. A lot of them are still remaining loyal to the bishop, and I commend that. I actually I love that. You know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to be funny either. Yeah, it would just be so... It would be just doubly fucked up if they left this nigga high and dry, you know, because he's been doing work for a long time in that church, and they've all been sitting down sipping the Kool-Aid and really loving and enjoying Eddie Long's preaching, you know what I mean? So I'm saying don't bitch up now. You know what I mean? Even if your boy is guilty, ride with him and try and help the nigga out, because he need help. And I know a lot of y'all probably saying, you know, you kind of jumping the gun, nigga, you know, thinking, man, I'm gonna go out here on record right now, the nigga's guilty. You know, game recognized game, the nigga is guilty. The only thing is, which I said, I've been telling all my partners, he's not going to court. He's not trying to put all his little dirty laundry out there in a court setting. So he's going to settle out of court, and he's going to pay these boys. All right. But like I'm saying to the congregation, it's good that you have remained loyal. That is a good quality. And whether you get to see in living color his demons or not is really irrelevant. Ride with the motherfucker and help him out. Remain loyal. Because I'm pretty sure, even though with his faults, with his sexual demons, which, you know, he has preached against having sexual demons about, you know, the homosexuality thing, I'm pretty sure he would ride with you. Yeah, kind of strange, I know, but still, I'm kind of digging that quality in a lot of his, y'all might call it brainwashing or whatever, but, I mean, that's just the way it is, man. If I've been kicking it with a motherfucker for years and years and years, and then all of a sudden, you know, it's been brought to the light that, you know, he got a little freaky side that he's been trying to, you know, sweep under the rug and not let anybody know. But I know the motherfucker, you know, is a human being for a long time, and he's never manifested any sort of bullshit. You know, I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt. You know, and even if I know he is on some strange shit, I'm going to ride with him. I'm trying to help the motherfucker out, man. So that's what I got to say about the congregation. Congregation, good job. You know, don't be on no fake shit. Ride with your boy. That's what I'm saying. All right, now let's talk about this nigga up here on the pulpit talking about, you know, he's David and these little boys is Goliath, and he's got five rocks, and he ain't thrown one rock yet, and all this kind of shit. Well, only thing I just want to say is, when I used to work in the prison, I got a really good bullshit detector, man. You know, I can look at people's body language, and I can pretty much deduce if they on some fuck shit, man. If they're trying to hide something, or if they don't want to come clean or whatever. You know, when you're talking to an inmate, or you're talking to a gangbanger or whatever, you know, I gathered a good amount of intel on body language. And the body language of the pastor was atrocious, man. You know, I noticed a lot of looking down, of course. You know, he's looking down, and, you know, he's, I don't know what the fuck he was playing with. You know, some sort of teleprompter or whatever. He was looking down, and he was looking peripheral. He was looking to the side a lot, and it didn't really look like he was having a lot of contact, or should I say eye contact, with the congregation. And of course, that's basic ass shit 101 as far as body language is concerned. People that avoid having eye contact are hiding something. Simple shit. No eye contact, you're hiding something, man. Simple. All right. I noticed a lot of that during his first speech. And then, of course, we can look at the verbals, man. Whenever I accused anybody of anything when I was working in the prison system, it was simple to see who was guilty and who wasn't, because it's just been my experience that when someone is accused of something and it's not true, they let you know right then and there with some fire in their gut that that's bullshit. They'll tell you to your face, no, it didn't happen. That's not me. I didn't do it. Go fuck yourself, CO. You know what I'm saying? I mean, like, I'm serious. They would look you dead in your eye and tell you what's really happening. You know, this is what it really is, nigga. Take that bullshit on somewhere else. But every time somebody was guilty, they were real hesitant with their reactions. They weren't really as fiery with their responses. They were kind of lukewarm with the shit, you know what I mean? They didn't really fire back, like, you know, with a lot of indignation. Like, how dare you accuse me of this shit? This fuck nigga, you know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. That's what I expect when you accuse somebody of doing something they ain't do. But I didn't see that out the Reverend. I didn't see the fiery response that I expected. I didn't see that at all. And then there's another thing where, like I said, just going by his verbals, he did not confirm nor deny the allegations or the charges. I mean, the allegations basically is the homosexuality aspect with these young boys. He did not get up on the pulpit and say, I am not gay. He did not say, I'm not homosexual. All he said was, I am not a perfect man. I mean, come on, man. We can read through that shit. I mean, all that is, that's just leaving him a way out just in case he has to go to court. And then it does come out that he is, in fact, a homosexual. You know, he won't look as bad in the eyes of his congregation, because if he sat up there and told his congregation that day that he gave that sermon, so to speak, that I am not gay, I'm not homosexual, then he'd be lying in church and he'd be lying to his congregation. And, that would look really bad to go along with all the other charges that he's facing. You know what I'm saying? So he played it safe. He played the safe role. He gave a nice, benign little response. I'm not a perfect man. I don't know if any of y'all can go back to the R. Kelly debacle when, you know, he was caught pissing on that 14-year-old girl. I think it was a BET or the 60 Minutes interview. All R. Kelly kept saying through the whole thing, I am not a monster. These charges against me are not true. I am not a monster. I am not a... That's all he kept saying. I am not a monster. You know what I mean? But, you know, he kept kind of dipping and dodging and skirting the real important questions. You know what I mean? Did you have sex with that young girl? I'm not a monster. Same way with Bishop Eddie Long. Shoot. Did you have sex with them boys? I'm not a perfect man. Nigga, I ain't ask you that. I ask you, are you having sex with boys? I'm not a perfect man. I feel like David against Goliath. Come on, nigga. So I'm just saying, you know, through the whole speech, you know, it's very evasive. And, you know, a lot of my partners are saying, oh, you know, that's just legal stuff. That, you know, the lawyers don't want them to say nothing. I'm like, look. Lawyers don't want you to say nothing when you're guilty, nigga. For real. Lawyers don't want you to say... Well, I mean, what is the harm in you getting up stating the truth of the matter? The truth is what's going to set you free in this situation. Because you the pastor, you claiming that you are not in the boys, then why can't you get up on the pulpit and say, I'm not in the boys? How is that going to come back to adversely bite you in the ass later on? But for some reason, he won't say it. He won't verbalize it. How is that? I mean, what's all that about? I am not in the boys. I'm not a homosexual. I did not have sexual relations with those boys. He didn't fuck with none of that. All he did was say, I'm not a perfect man. Once again, that's the safe way to deal with it. Because, I mean, that can mean any goddamn thing. You can put all sorts of conjectures up in that motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm not a perfect man. Basically, a euphemism for, yes, I did it, but I won't admit it. Seriously. It's a wise choice of words, man, so you don't get caught up and truly exposed, for real, man. So, wow, this shit is crazy, man. So, like I said, in his responses, especially that first response, I see guilt all in that motherfucker, man. Just by his body language and his choice of words, he was real selective with his words, with his wording. He didn't admit or really deny anything. he kind of skipped and skirted around the whole topic. You know, even in his second speech he just gave today, I believe, what's today, the 28th or 29th? It's the 28th, I think. So, yeah, he really evasive. You know, typically guilty people are evasive. It's been my experience that, I mean, when you have the truth, there is no need to evade. It is what it is. This is what happened. This is what went down. You know what I mean? But when you have someone who's done something they know they shouldn't have done, and then they're silent about it, and then people always say, well, that's just, you know, a legal strategy so that they don't get further in trouble. Exactly. Exactly. But only guilty people use that shit. A person who has the truth on their side won't mind telling the truth, whether it be in court or out on the streets. Because it is what it is. You don't see them boys like the, like, what's that boy? What's the name? Jamal? Jimmy? Whatever the fuck? I don't know. Now, I don't know if y'all seen that shit, but let me play that for y'all right quick. This is one of the boys that accused Bishop Eddie Long of the sexual misconduct. And I want you to hear how he put it down. I want you to hear his response. And it's really diametrically opposed to what Bishop said, man. And just how he's saying it, man. Just the way he's flowing with it. You know what I mean? It's much more genuine. It's not rehearsed. It's not no put in no legal jargon and whatnot. You know, it's from the fucking heart, man. So I want y'all to listen to this shit.
His presence alone is seduction to a young man without a father. You look at him and he's everything you want to be. He's everything you see and you dream to be. And being around him, it's almost like a drug. You can't believe the place that you're at in your life and the things that you're doing and the cars that you're driving and the people that you're meeting. So it becomes, if I want to continue to feel this love and this power, I'll do whatever my dad wants me to. I can't accept in my mind that he never was a dad to me. So I love him for that. But at the same time, for what he did to me and taught me and how I see the world, I'll never be able to forgive him for that.
Why didn't you just stop and say, Bishop, that's wrong?
You're afraid to lose your father. You're afraid that if you tell him no, the support that he gives to yourself, the support that he gives to your family, and the support that he gives to you mentally, and the fact that you finally have a father that you've always wanted for and always dreamed of, would just walk away from you if you don't give him what you want. So you end up turning into something you never thought you'd be, which is now a slave to a man that you love. If you look at us in our eyes and you hear the pain in our voice, we don't have a reason to lie to this man. I love him and I'm always gonna have love for the things that he taught me. But how he left us, it hurt worse than anything I ever felt in my life. So while the media and the press and the rest of the people around the city, around the country, look at us like, how can a grown man let another man touch him? What you have to understand is this man manipulated us from childhood. This was our father and we loved him. This man turned his back on us when he had no more need for us. That's not a father. That's a predator. We would have to be the craziest kids in the world to want to come out and admit to another man touching on us publicly. To really believe this is about money would be absolutely ludicrous. I cannot get the sound of his voice out of my head. And I cannot forget the smell of his cologne. And I cannot forget the way that he made me cry many nights when I drove in his cars on the way home, not able to take enough showers to wipe the smell of him off of my body. But that man cannot look me in my eye and tell me we did not live this pain. While you can sit in front of the church and tell them that you categorically deny it, you can't say that to our face. And you know this. You are not a man, you are a monster.
Did y'all hear that? I mean, the boy basically confirmed everything I motherfucking said, man. You know, in my first joint. So, you know, he's talking about how he felt used and kicked to the curb by Bishop Eddie Long after he got done using him for what he needed him for. Now, I wonder what that was. You know what I'm saying? Shit. And, you know, he's basically, I mean, he got them boys hooked on the money, man. He got them hooked on the goods and the services, man. And then when he took that shit away, them niggas got indignant. That's all this is. Shit. And then he's talking about the love aspect, about, you know, he's daddy. He's daddy. You know, yeah, he's your sugar daddy. You know what I'm saying? He's your sugar daddy, man. Shit. And when the sugar daddy takes away the goods and services, man, the old hoes get disgruntled. Like I told y'all in the first motherfucker, man. Yeah, did y'all listen to what that nigga was saying, man? Yes, that's right. Bishop Eddie Long took away the goods and services. And they just couldn't fathom that shit, man. They couldn't fathom it. I'm like, damn. We done went through all this. He done got the booty and ran. And now I don't get no check. I don't get to ride around in the fancy cars. I don't get to go and, you know, ride in the jet plane all over the world and shit. You know what I mean? And then you look at these. Did you see these boys, man? Did y'all see this, some of the pictures of these boys? I'm going to just let you know, man. No homo, man, but there were some pretty niggas, man. They pretty. Eddie was getting at them boys. Oh, shit. Yeah, them some pretty boys. Boy, Eddie, you doing too much, my nigga. You doing too much. So, I'm going to let you know. Shit. Like I said, I'm in the game too deep, man. I'm in the motherfucking game too deep. You know, Eddie has not really said a word. He has not confirmed nor denied anything. And he's doing the smart thing, because he's not really going to take this shit to trial. He should know better than that. Because once they sit his ass down in that defendant chair and they start bringing out all the goodies and all the dirt, man, that's just going to be plastered all over TV, man. And that's... it's curtains for your ministry, man. Curtains for your ministry. If they find out all the shit you've been doing, homie. Man. And I know it sounds like I'm kind of like on a witch hunt and shit, man. But, I got a special hate in my heart for hypocrites, nigga. Got a special hate in my heart for hypocrites, man. Shit. Ooh, I can't stand for a hypocrite ass nigga. Fuck. Ugh. Can't stand it. What else? Where we at? Okay, this is what we gonna do. We gonna take a break, cause I'm discombobulated, man. Shit, I'm supposed to be doing something or saying something. I can't remember what it is though. So I'm gonna take me a break, man, and I'm gonna get my bearings back, and I'm gonna holler at y'all in a minute. I'm out.
Freedom or death, we shall all be moved. Vainglorious. This is protected by the red, the black, and the green, with the key, city.
Abracadabra, a la baby professor, all hail funk and lesson, sweet tongue grand writer scrolls. Now behold, let the legend unfold. Born in a cosmos where no time and space do exist, vibe in the midst of the chaos. Mortals label me as a logical, mythological. They couldn't comprehend when I brought the word, a stick called verb, a black steel nerve, teaching those actors and actresses who write a couple lines on what black is. Really? Then they label me a sin when a brother just speaks what's within. I guess I'm blacker than the shadow in the darkest alley that they're always scared to go in. Boo! I wear boots and beads, bags and braids, stick and scroll, rings and shades, walk in the light of the moon, but I never been a Batman. African, call it black man. Brother extracts the African steps in your movements, enhance for improvements. Grand funk, I knew a home for the phrase, funk and lesson the pathway.
Ready or not, here we come, getting down on the one which we believe.
Can I get in on my good foot? Good God.
Let me tell you about blackness, grits and cornbread. How can you act this? I exist on a plane where the jar is my brain. I'm living to retrieve cells. Antenna my stick, picture bigger, native liquor figure. The pull of the trigger goes zoom, not boom. Not a bunch of sissies, but saviors braver. The red, black, and green is just so much more than red, black, and green. You ask what I mean, but yet the sundown shades and life's a dream. Watch too late, oops, upside your head. You drop through abyss like lead. Where you going? What's your speed? What's your pleasure? What's your need? Trees and branches, roots and seeds. Forwards, backwards, many degrees. Questions, answers, what's the sum? We have come
out of the darkness and peace.
panther skin comes doctors driving pink caddies, bearing the remedy to your existence. Yes, it gets blacker with a Nat Turner lick. Martin, Adam, Malcolm, Huey, there's a party at the crossroads.
Milk, a stool and a bib, be filled of the black sap from the tri-womb. It flows freely on a tune. We bread, taste the jam. Come take a stroke to the rhythm of the grand. Verbal lava coming from the temple of void. Crown for my hat, man for my boy. Onward ride as I talk a raw. Converse with Horus, create with tar. I ride to Jeb, to roar with bass. Aton to Mu as I ride the raft. Roof of the world I sit, cross-legged, right over left. Drums of dance to drums of war. Who knows the score? Speak no more. Who watches down with the eyes of black to the east blackwards?
Okay, Fat Mac, the Almighty Triple XL, coming at y'all live and direct from Maxi.com. Goddamn. Yeah, okay, I remember what it was. One of my partners, man, and you know, we be rotating, man. We be rapping about a lot of shit, man. Fuck. It's my partner, you know, and I want y'all to know this is a good dude right here, man. You know, he's not making any sort of decisions until all the facts are in. Yeah, my nigga Rick Nasty. You know, you know a good nigga, right, when it's like he just refuses to sign on, you know, to the bullshit, man. He's not jumping on no bandwagon. He's going to wait till all the facts are in before he makes a decision. And that's highly respectable, you know what I'm saying? Highly fucking respectable. And that's, I mean, it's good just to see, you know, niggas out there that just don't nut hug, you know what I mean? You know, just ride with whatever the fuck just because the next nigga ride with it, man. And I've been trying my best to get Rick to hate this nigga too, man. Be like, man, that motherfucker guilty, man. He guilty. And he be like, man, I respect you. I respect your opinion, Mac. But, you know, I'm just going to wait for the facts, man. Wait for all the facts. I'm like, damn, Rick still won't hate this nigga. Come on, hate him. Hate, hate, hate. Yeah, big ups to my nigga Rick Nasty, man. But one of the questions my dude asked me, right, he was like, well, man, how would you feel if somebody, you know, made some allegations against you and you knew they wasn't true, but everybody just started, you know, just hating you just because of what was said? And I'm like, man, you know, that's kind of like a bad comparison between what's happening with this nigga, you know what I mean? Because, hey, I'm gonna let you know, if y'all catch me sending sexually provocative pictures to underage girls, or if you catch me picking up underage girls and taking them all around the world and spending money on them and, you know, lavishing them with gifts and all this kind of shit, well, yeah, man, that's gonna look kind of guilty. And if anybody says, hey, man, what you fucking them little girls, it would definitely look like I'm fucking them little girls. So I couldn't say shit. You know, if you don't want to look guilty, then don't be doing shit that's going to make you look guilty. And that makes you look guilty. If you send in little boys pictures of you flexing in the mirror, that looks guilty. Especially if you're a goddamn pastor. If you don't want to look guilty, then stop buying clothes, or stop giving these motherfuckers cars, or stop paying their rent. These little boys. Why is a pastor buying all this shit and doing all this shit for these little boys? That shit looks guilty. So if I was in the same boat, someone was saying, oh, Mac is molesting little girls. You know what I mean? You got to have something to validate that. Now maybe you're saying, well, maybe there's none of that. Maybe there's none of that against you. And motherfuckers just automatically just saying out the blue that you molest little girls. You know what I'm saying? Well, that would be fucked up. If there is no sort of evidence, if there is no sort of circumstantial evidence to that, and people start saying, yeah, man, you know, I think he did it. Yeah, that would be rather fucked up. But in this situation, it's not like that. Where there's smoke, there's fire. You understand what I'm saying? There's plenty of shit that he's doing that's making him look like he's fucking on boys, man. There ain't shit that anybody can say about me to make me look like I'm fucking on little girls. Nope. I'm real. You know how cautious I am about the shit? Let me tell you how cautious I am about the shit, because when my boy brought that shit up, you know, that's just funny, because I don't even allow myself to be left alone with little girls. You know, with all the females that I know, you know, and some of them have actually, like, come over and they want to kick it and shit, and then they be like, oh, Mac, let me go to, go to the store right quick around the corner, and they have their daughter with them and shit, and they won't leave the daughter with me. I won't let them leave their daughter with me. Like, no, take your daughter. You know what I'm saying? From 1 year old to fucking 17. No, take your girl with you. I don't want nobody down the road trying to say I did some freaky deaky shit to your daughter. And the best way for that to happen is you take your daughter with you. But like I said, that's apples and oranges, man. I'm like, hell nah, man. You know, no, I wouldn't like for somebody to level a false allegation against me. No. And would I be upset if people started just believing that shit? Yeah. I would really be upset if people believed it and they had no evidence to basically prove it. You gotta have some evidence. But I'm seeing plenty of evidence in this one. I'm seeing plenty of evidence, circumstantial at least, that's pointing in the wrong direction. In the wrong direction, man. You know, and I'm saying the wrong direction because really, I don't want, you know, it's hard for me to actually be a player hater, man. I don't really enjoy the role of the player hater, but you know, I have my bias on this situation because I've dealt with so many crooked ass pastors, man. In my city, I probably dealt with about 5 or 6 pastors, you know, when I was in that Christian thing, and all of them was on some backhanded ass shit, man, as far as, you know, stealing money out of their church or, you know, fucking choir girls or some shit like that. So yeah, man, you know, when I hear about pastors doing this shit, it's really no surprise to me. And I typically don't give any reverence, you know, any love, because, I mean, to me, I just think it's the nature of the beast. They get so used to people kissing their ass that they kind of go off the deep end and they just do what the fuck they want to do. Shit. Preachers and politicians. How many times y'all motherfuckers gonna sit back and watch these motherfuckers get away with all manner of bullshit? Get their hand caught in the cookie jar, man. Alright, well, that's gonna be it for right now. That's just a quickie right there, man. Gonna be a quick one. I wish everybody well that's involved in this nonsense. Even you, Bishop Eddie Long. Get your mind right, boy. That's my word. Get your mind right, son. Man, but anyway, this is the Fat Mac, the almighty XXL, coming at y'all live and direct, MacCity.com. You can check out these shows, of course, like I said, at the Mac City Limits and at ChronicCastBlogspot.com. Saying what's up to Trash Man, Taylor May, Rick Nasty, shit, Tony Dreamer, Side Trick John. What's up, everybody? Fat Mac, baby, and I'm out.
Magus Journal. Day of the gathering. The dark sun burns high as I approach the high grounds. I've placed sight on my companions. The ray of the Da Mu shines on Master China, royal conditioner, and founder of the monks, school of scientific combat, a master of form. The ray of the groove tweaker shines on Ultraman, lord of the beat assassins, elder of education, and breakbeat expeditionist. The ray of the doodad scientist shines on DJ Mate, master of all things electronic, lord of the soul cats, frequency specialist. The ray of the rhythm antenna lies beaming, waiting for one to step into the light. As I stand within the beam of the zone welder, I am recognized as Brother J, Vibo Magus. My expertise is zone craftsmanship and spirit conduction. And last but not least, verbalization.
I am chaos upon the verse. Interplanetary energies, been a cosmic refugee to get deep. Metamorphosizing funk, cause my level of my bass and my treble is strictly tied in. Pure chaos, adding to the jam, not the jiff. So come along, we brevy, spit it on thick. Now some say demented, some say it's sick. Say fighting for the justice, it's old politics. But healed through my beak, I reach through the streets and the mountain valley peaks for more than merely techniques. So rhythm to phrase, cosmic rays keep me open. Never catch me choking, Solomon pulls deep, deeper, deepest, Atlantis abasement. Straight from the core, I disintegrate the pavement. Volcanics erupting blue-black. So take your mental notes as we double on back for some golly data. No more Google and no Gaga. Brother turns data as we whoop up new batters. Fresh off the lips like the cock wants the hen. Prepare your mind, run, tell your children. In the valleys and the seas, I can hear it in the breeze.
Dark sun riders, family handle this.
On set for sun, you know we merge for the one. That's the
dark sun riders, family handle it.
No matter narrow path coming, if it's wide open range, I release the energies of mentally maintained. Evolution is the weapon and you're my target.
As the dark sun riders, family handle this.
Handle this indeed, no second guessing. I ride out the session like the god that's possessed. I'm soaking the airwaves with untamed chaotics. My cerebellum readings on the blink, I feel the zone. It's not the Nickelback funk, son, let's be easy. Don't rush me for no L's, kid, don't mind, I'll make them wheezy. I'm in a circle for purpose of my virtues. Primo energy, cypher does the wonders. As we build within the guild, solar one. Keeps it dark and funky, black booting with the sun. Of the fathers, one time for your mind. Enticing, strictly for refinement on your spine. This revelation will unlock and unravel. Prepare for travel, begin the ending. Focus president, non-boggle bent. Never to defuse or deter the guard sent. I throw my knotted rope for the knuckle firm grip. To pull up the round for the dark sun flip. When I'm traveling the seas, I can hear it in the breeze.
Dark sun riders, family handle this.
On set for sun, you know we merge for the one. That's the
dark sun riders, family handle it.
No matter narrow path coming, if it's wide open range, I release the energies of mentally maintained. Evolution is the weapon, you're the target. As the
dark sun riders, family handle this.
It's the house of eclipse, first wave attack. I can feel it in my bones, I can feel it in my back. It's the down home rhythm, so you know we rise up to do the right thing. It's time to give them what they want. As I storm in like fluids when the world's on fire, I avoid the heathens and straight praise the ayah. Enough principles, there's a vibe and a pull. Less chemicals, feed my body vitals. No, there's no bull as I keep my mind full. Quite flexible, so you know it's understood. This is dedicated to the ones who couldn't greet me. Call me devil cause I came in super freaky. Black boots, black wings, my thing. The old double D in the dark sun swing. Yes, roots man from the center of the earth. I represent the funk through birth quite enough. From verb to vibe, from dark to sun. It's the freaky dicky tones of the god Tehun. If the mortals don't get it and it don't seep in, resurrect me with my mic, I'll go at it again. It's like this, y'all. Like that, it's on the dark sun in. Definite the rock, it's like